The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I can dream thunder in both fists. Headed your way with knuckle sandwiches.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news.
So what's for lunch?
It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
You know, that Dusty Rhodes clip reminds me of the previous Best Damn Audio, which is going to happen tomorrow.
Damn.
It is.
So much good stuff. So much good stuff. You want to do 2 hours of Best Damn Audio tomorrow?
We could.
We really could.
It'd be fun.
Because we'd be laughing at what we're playing.
Yeah. Hopefully you'd laugh along with us.
You will too. $3 bill and Soft Top Brian.
Many others. Lord. Soft Top Brian. That's right.
So we found in this study that 81% of Americans say they drink caffeine. And 30% of those people say they've tried to quit, but they can't.
It'd be very easy for me to cut back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because if you still want that soda fix, you get the caffeine free. But if you don't drink it in the afternoon, you can really tell at night.
Why? Because you can sleep better?
Well, you sleep better. You just feel better. You're not, you know, kind of clogging me up for some reason.
You usually are a fog. Or in one.
But probably 32% say they have not tried to quit and wouldn't even try.
Remember when you asked Stu what he was eating, and then he said fig bar?
Oh, man.
And then you said, I didn't ask where you went last night.
What the hell?
And anybody shot food out of his nose laughing at it.
I was like, that was good. Bar. That was right up there with nothing's going to top the chili joke. Then it was right up there with what do gay horses eat?
Hi.
Oh, my God. All right. So these people drink all the caffeine that they want, and like we said, 30% have tried to quit, 6% say they haven't and probably should, 32% say they have not tried to quit.
Even when I get like old, like I will still. I think I would have like big, huge withdrawals.
Nuts.
No, I already have that. But
oh.
Big withdrawals.
I like it. I love coffee in the morning or even like an iced coffee in the afternoon.
That's when I got to have some sort of caffeine just to.
Afternoon?
Not in the morning.
Yeah.
So it's going to be coffee or, you know, soda.
I'm big on Gatorade now.
Sodies. Oh, I love Gatorades.
Gatorade is.
Or Ultima powders.
Yeah.
It's.
Is it good?
Your body needs it.
Gator Lights, man, are really. That stuff's taking off now. Like Pedialyte, people are getting by the.
Oh, I thought you said Gator Lice. That's like, where?
I don't want that.
No.
People, why want to be hydrated? They
well, it's good. It's
it
important
now.
Too.
The only thing that I'm trying
affects so much
to watch out for all this is the dyes in that you're drinking in that, and I drink a lot of them, so I'm cutting back.
The FDA is not going to look out for you.
No, they're not.
Watch out for the red and yellow.
There's, so I have just been trying to drink water.
God, what is mustard and ketchup?
Yep, exactly.
Mm.
Yeah, water. I got to have something to put in it though, and I got the little hand stir. I bought a big Gatorade tub, man. You take a little scoop here or there and throw it in.
I've tried this. I can't get the same consistency to it.
Powder Gatorade?
Yeah. Ugh. I just go all in on the bottle, man.
Just
it's hard
it.
To beat the
what
bottle.
Did you do?
I went to.
I suck them down so fast, man, because Gator Lights are God. I did it yesterday. The heat didn't bother me yesterday. I was like, it was like being in a sauna. If you like being in a sauna?
No.
I was sweating real hard, having a sweat rag with me. I killed a Gatorade. I'm like, oh, this feels good.
You carry a sweat rag with you? Like
to wipe yourself down.
All-time sweat rag. I got. It's not a cooling towel. It's a sweat rag.
Who is the, oh God, what's the guy's name? The guy we had in, the comedian.
Oh.
Big, huge black guy. And he was like, it was cold that day. And dude
CJ Davis?
Nope.
Mike Spienberg? Rich Aronovich?
Nope.
That's not a black name.
Oh God! Come on, what's his
it?
Name? He kept saying, "Yeah, they talk about me in that rap song."
Oh, Bruce!
Oh yeah.
That God bless man. That dude was like pouring sweat, and it was like 50 outside, and he had him like a
maybe it's his medicine that made him hot.
He's a
I think
big
it was
dude.
His big ass.
It's just weight.
He's a huge guy. Looked like the refrigerator Perry went on vacation with Booker T. Big old rascal. Funny as hell, too.
Over, too. Like, all the comedians know him and love him.
Well, if you like to collect those popcorn buckets from the movies, do you ever do that?
No.
Oh, yeah, try to.
Well, the Galactus bucket, popcorn bucket.
Galactus.
It's being sold in conjunction with Fantastic Four First Steps. It set the world record for the largest commercially available popcorn bucket, and it costs $80.
Yeah, these get ridiculous, man, because they're usually around 30, I'd say, at tops. Superman was the big one. I'm glad I didn't buy that one.
What was the one they said looked like a sex toy?
That was the Dune bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Dune 2. The Mission Impossible bucket had a key to it you had to unlock.
What do you do with all your buckets?
I don't have that many. I got the Black Panther 10. That's where it started with me. Black Panther was like a, limited edition you got to get. I bought somebody the Stitch bucket because, women use them as planners. That's really why they want them.
Okay.
I didn't get the Jurassic Park bucket. That one looked pretty cool, though.
Is there a hole in the bottom of them?
No, so you don't want to ruin them with that. You don't want to use the Peter gimmick to...
No, I'm saying for the plants.
No, you just pop it in. Like, if you got a fern or something.
Oh, yeah.
No, pop it in. Or a succulent. But this one's expensive. It's like a big head. But it's got arms. It's like a head with arms. But they're doing them with every movie now. Like, and the other one is Mr. Fantastic with his arms stretched around the bucket. That's a cool looking one.
Yeah, I guess you can get them from the AMC theater shop.
So, this has been a big summer, for movies. I mean, a lot of, attention to certain movies and stuff. But boy, Jurassic Park just did not cut it, did it?
It was not good.
I just remember so many, promotion, little, tie-ins to it and just never.
I haven't heard, you're right. Most of the time people say, hey, I just saw this. What do you think?
It's got great actors in it, too. It's just they relied too much on the dinosaur confrontations.
Well, hell, but it's called dinosaur. I mean, it's called Jurassic Park.
Yeah, but some of these scenes were like 5 and 10 minutes long, where the dinosaurs slowly hunting the person around.
It's kind of scary, maybe, like the first one.
No, they did it too much. Whichever one where they were looking for the kids in the house, the dinosaurs were looking through the windows. That was scary. But they made so many of them, I forgot which one that was.
Was that the one? Okay, no.
It was one of the Chris Pratt ones.
I know. I was about to really stick my foot, not my foot in my mouth, but it sounds stupid. I was like, that was the one where Jack Black was a man? That was damn Jumanji.
God, those were good, too.
Yeah, those were good.
Man, I enjoyed that movie. It was
kind of like an adventure thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of,
Did you watch Minecraft yet? That's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's out now.
That's what started the summer. I'm like, I don't know if this would be good. Let me go check it out.
Let me ask you. I did put it on my queue because you did say it was good. But I never played the game. I'm not into pixelated stuff.
I know minimal about the game.
Okay, so you still funny?
Yeah, it's a fun little story. Like, the characters here or there. But
yeah.
Jack Black's not annoying. Like, he's actually good in the movie. He's usually over the top, like fat, long hair, annoying type guy. Loud.
Right, yeah.
But he's kind of had some good movies here lately.
All right, well, Americans spend nearly half their entire day online. How much phone time do you spend PC?
Let me go look at my thing. I shut it off because every Sunday I would get this little text saying, this is how long you're online this weekend. I was like, you need to stop that crap.
So the average American spends more than 10 hours a day online, and 5.4 of those hours are spent at work.
Huh.
Reading emails, paying bills, browsing, gaming, and looking at social media.
Will you look at yours, Fat Boy?
Yeah, I don't know how you find it.
I don't know if yours is going to be the same way mine is. It's under settings.
Okay.
I'm there. 5.3 hours per day.
Where do I go now?
That sounds really...
You're in the norm then. You're almost there at 5.4.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I don't know how you find it.
Here, I'll show you. I'll screen shoot it to you and send it so we don't...
I'm surprised there are a lot of, teenage girls love the FaceTime. And I try to call them. That's how I know. But, they love
being... Teenage girls?
They love being on the phone.
That's so creepy.
Why do you... Yeah, I don't understand what you meant by that.
I can't reveal my source, but you would think as awkward as kids are, they don't like talking on the phone. They love FaceTiming each other.
I think women do it so... they find out who they're talking to is really who it is. Because, in the past, when I was dating and stuff, they loved to FaceTime.
Oh, yeah. We want to see you. Why not?
Okay, mine's just 7 hours. But was that for last week, per day? I play a lot of games on mine.
I think it's an average.
I'm trying to get swag bucks so I can retire, so.
Look at... You know,
that's what I'm up to. Are you playing games on your phone?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Everybody says
you see
do?
Them commercials.
Making thousands so you can retire.
They go after like cigarette and alcohol so hard in advertising, but yet that commercial still airs where it's like, I sure could use some more money. Oh, well, do what I did. I just play video games on my phone. Yeah. Look, I just cashed out $69 from PayPal.
Can't do that in South Carolina. No. You might be able to in Tennessee.
Also, you would have to, I mean,
it's real money if you're in a gambling state.
But you would have, I mean, there's, you got to pay in. You can't just sit there and play games and just get money off of it.
Well, if it's one of these that you're waiting to cash out, as soon as you get close, it slows it way down.
Yeah. Like when you won all that money from a gambling app that time and they wouldn't let you take it all out at once.
Yep.
That's some bull crap.
I reached a VIP status with one of the major sports books.
And Chick-fil-A.
Yep. That's when you get your own, what do you call it, your rep or whatever.
Yeah.
And they'll try to talk you into parlaying it.
They just tell you to pull forward. They know what you're ordering.
Are you verified on DraftKings?
I hate that one, but FanDuel, I was pretty close.
FanDuel is, I've heard more people say.
I got offered the VIP suite to the PGA, whatever they played in Quail Hollow last year.
Golf?
I don't think it was the PGA Championship. It was one of those.
Well, that sounds like fun.
But you got to, I don't do it as much anymore. You had to spend a lot of money to get to that point. Now, I made a lot of money on there, but I rarely took it out. I just kind of parlayed it to the next one. That's where you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're just holding on to that money and then.
Because you're like, let me see if I can grow it. Let me grow my bankroll. Even if you use the 10% rule, you still do a little bit more. You're like, let me spend some more.
Dude, you're absolutely right with that because I had a thing set up for the way I do nobody cares. But for crypto stuff. And I was having so much per check go into this account to do that. And then that one day when it started going crazy,
dude,
I was like, I don't know what to do right now. I don't know what to do right now. Should I cash out? Should I cash out? And I should have.
The temptation got the best of
me. But you never, like Russell Okung, when he got his contract with the Panthers, he wanted half of it in Bitcoin. Now, this is when it first took off. And he made $30 million off of it.
That late, remember the mayor or something in Detroit, she opted to have her paycheck put it in Bitcoin and people kind of laughed. No.
She made
hell no. I think it's at 116 now.
You just never know what that next one is. It's going to take off.
That's why you have to know, have a young person in your life that can tell you these things. It's on Reddit all day long and they can tell you.
That's why you go into debt to buy all the cryptos. Take out all the loans you can, mortgage your house.
118 right now. All right. We all were popping when it hit 100. Golly bump, man.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes Guys headlines.
Some teenager out there, tell me when to sell, please.
Hey, why don't you be asking Barron Trump
about
that?
You got a copy trader.
And then when you tell me how to sell, go downstairs and teach these people how to do it. Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
So, Michigan is where that happened.
It's just so sad.
Michigan, anyway, Sunday, yesterday it was reported. It happened on Saturday, correct?
Yep, Saturday.
Okay. 11 men and women stabbed at a Walmart. None of them in critical condition. I'm amazed that you can get your throat slit and
I can't imagine.
Like,
so I didn't know where all he was getting people. I didn't know if he was slicing throats or.
Well, that was the according to this. See, here's the weird thing. There's two different stories on this that I've seen online. One of them says that it started in the store. Other ones say it happened outside the store.
I did hear it started in the store, and then what happened outside was a separate.
I heard it was over by the pharmacy.
Yeah, I didn't hear a specific location.
Well, I heard that, this is real bad. Yeah, this is real bad. I'm reading more intently into this thing. So anyway, okay, so after this guy did this, he had another woman, he cut a woman's throat, and he got surrounded by shoppers in the parking lot. And one of the shoppers had a gun.
Yep.
And they were telling the man to drop the knife, and he kept saying, I don't care anymore. And he, you know, backing away from the crowd, and then somebody, I don't know who, tackled him, held him down, and then the cops came.
There's probably four or five people at that point trying to circle him, being held at gunpoint. I got that audio, actually, if you want to hear
it. See, in my mind, I would have done something. But I've also been in a situation one time when something unpredictable, crazy happened, and I was just shocked that I literally stood there in shock.
Yeah, how do you react to it? Plus, I don't know if I would. I said when I saw it, why don't you just shoot the guy? Like, why are you letting him back up? He still has a weapon in his hand.
Yeah.
But it would be my luck. I wouldn't know how to shoot him, if that makes sense.
So we do have some audio of this, correct?
Yeah, this is the parking lot when the guy's got him at gunpoint, and what the guy with the gun's not yelling at him. That's a different guy, but.
Throw it away!
Hey, he hasn't dropped it.
Right now! I just caught the one guy who said, hey, he hasn't dropped it. Well, thanks, buddy.
You know, and
appreciate that.
And he was stopped. But yet, I don't know. I know people, I don't want to bring up the whole gun thing again, but like, man, if people assume that if you have a gun, like, you're using it for, like, bad purposes. And, yes, I mean, there are people that use them bad ways. But, like, it's also a way to, like, I don't know. I feel like if everybody was, like, walking around with guns on, there would be less to worry about. I really, really do.
This story particularly changed my outlook on the guns.
Whoa.
Like, you want to get one now?
Yeah, I probably feel like I have to. And it's not like I was ever anti-gun, it just didn't interest me.
Here's the thing. You have to carry it with you all times if you know.
That's the other part of it. Like, I got kind of questions and stipulations about the whole thing. Plus, I couldn't figure out why this guy drove 2 hours to his local, not his local Walmart, but this one just to do what he did. But
I usually carry, I don't have a gun with me, but there are certain places where I do take my gun.
I take mine everywhere, including here.
This world dictates how you gotta, you know, live and react.
You never know.
Hell no, you don't ever know. And if you, like, I think less people would be screwed around with if everybody knew that everybody had one. I think it would be, I know people are going to say, well, the Old West and stuff. I mean, and you can't always just say, oh, well, the cops will get them.
Here's the thing. My daddy always said, if you're going to present a gun, you better be prepared to kill somebody.
Jesus.
No, it's true. You don't brand a gun unless you're going to do. I mean, it's serious.
It's very, I don't want to say controversial, but some people don't want to talk about it. I don't get that aspect of it.
So do you, man, this is like that right there is shocking to me to hear that of all this stuff, this is what's going to push you into owning a gun. And will it be Clemson Orange?
See, that's the thing. Like, it, not only are you, like, you know, posed with a question of owning or getting a gun, it's like, how do you use it and when? Like, I didn't know Paige had a gun. It's very surprising to me. Several? See, now I feel like she's got them hidden through, like, each room of the house.
I do.
I don't know, man.
And I have a ninja sword.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, several people oddly calling and texting in asking about the citizenship of the alleged stabber.
That's the first go-to now, right?
That is the first go-to.
Figure out where he's from.
Believe it or not, this is one of our own, guys.
Yeah.
Domestic terrorism.
He's from a couple hours away. And they cannot figure out why he drove specifically to that Walmart.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, they try to figure that out and why, you know, the going back and trying to figure out the whys and stuff. But, like, it's a lot of those movies, you know, where, what's the one we both liked, Fat Boy? Russell Crowe, when he, like, just lost it and started, like.
Dang, it was a road rage movie.
Yeah.
What the hell was it called?
I don't remember.
He set the house on fire in the beginning of the movie.
Dude, ooh. It was
crazy.
He was nuts.
And you think about, like, Falling Down with
Oh, that was great, Michael. Too. Yep. You wanted lunch or breakfast past 10:30, right?
That's all it was. And it's just like the old...
I'd be pissed, too.
What was it that broke a camel's back?
Straw.
Yeah, straw.
Straw.
Iron Sheik, I was going to say. But.
I humble you, camel.
Humble the camel back, mama.
You make your own cash. You sell cigarettes. I humble you.
Humble the camel and the savage and the camel.
And make love to a rectum all night long.
Humble and the savage and all this cocaine.
I do it in grudge way. Has shocked me out of all that conversation is I have known Fat Boy since I was a little boy.
Yep.
And I've known Fat Boy now for 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. Right?
Look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. And not an anti-gun guy. I remember one particular party I was at with Fat Boy back in his wilder days. And we were probably lit like
you
a
and
Christmas
boy.
Tree.
Litty like a kitty.
I've seen it.
And we're sitting there and we're just looking around the room and there was like literally like an arsenal of guns. Like literally where we were at this party, like an arsenal of guns. And Fat Boy, he's just...
Some big guns.
You're not anti-gun. You just said they're not for you. But yet, a full 360, as you say, you just... It's
now
really
he
a 180.
Wants to pack some heat.
Now you're like, man, I'm thinking about it. But then, almost instantaneously, you were saying something like, well, maybe something like a gun or some kind of protection.
Yeah, I was thinking, is a gun the right choice for me? Because, like I said, why don't they shoot that guy?
Yeah.
No. I would say shoot him in the knee or something. Make him drop the knife.
You just got to know how to use it.
But it would be my luck. I would shoot him in the wrong spot and he would die anyway.
I think you,
shoot
honestly.
Him Cameron Poe style.
You'd be better off running and hiding.
No, he wouldn't. Hiding? Wait a minute. Him running and hiding both?
Yes.
Where's the big hand at? Get her with the big hand.
Instead of trying to shoot a target, is all I'm saying.
The question I have is, like, do I want lethal force?
Yes.
Do I want a weapon that, like, if it came down to it, could I shoot somebody?
You're not talking about getting a taser or like a pepper spray or anything, right?
Well, is there something on the level that maybe, obviously, you're probably going to get a gun because if you're playing the odds, other people have guns and it's just
baseball and sock.
You want to give yourself a fair chance.
Here's the thing: do you want to survive or do you want them to kill you?
It's like, what's the situation? I wish I knew that. Could I kill you in a situation if I had to? I don't know if I could.
You don't think you, for, there's, oh man.
What if I'm holding the guy? What if I'm
then
in?
I would not present a gun because he would use it on you and take
I
it out of your
hand. I would smack you with it.
I'm glad there's not one in here right now. Just kidding.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise
Guys. Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on July 29th. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck it!
Pretty aggressive suck there, Fat Boy.
Yeah, that's like a Hoover.
Yeah. I think it's a Dyson. Yeah. A Dyson. Two guesses.
What I almost just said? I'm going to say what I almost said, CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, God. No, not CeeDee. And this is borderline, probably, but this is where I need you to help me because I can't gauge this guy's fame. And it's not CeeLo.
Oh, the other guy from Gnarls Barkley.
It's a Danger Mouse. Is he still big in the game, like Marshmallow? Or
you know, I.
Aoki?
I don't know. I don't know.
You out of the game?
You out the game? Danger Mouse?
Just kidding.
I don't know, like, what, like, him and, like, that guy Mark Ronson, like, all they're doing over there is, like, hitting keyboards and they're not singing. They're really the producers, but they want to be up front and
like Dead
be
Mall
part
5.
Of it. Dead Mall 5. That dude looks like he's about, I'm going to go 42 for Jackie.
43.
Danger Mouse is 48 years old.
Whoa. Wow.
You said 42, but he 48.
40. Who fought it?
Who fought it?
No, I said you fought it.
You fought
it. I didn't fought.
I didn't fought.
You smelt it.
You dealt it.
This is, oh, you know it. Oh, I have to say it. Well, there is it.
ABC, BVD.
Let it kick in, boys.
Family.
Now, family's back again.
Na, 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 na. Taking a little East Coast swing. Going on. Why was it Boys to Men?
Not too slow.
Because they weren't men yet.
Let's see if you can guess. I don't know if he's
Wanya.
It is Wanya's birthday. Is Wanya still in the group? Who left?
The tall guy sang bass.
This is Wanya, Sean. They stayed. Man, I get them mixed up sometimes. They were a time and a place band for me.
There was a movie that movie that Jason Bateman's in it about throwing a after hours Christmas party, and they had
that was good. Yeah,
they were there
that
performing.
Yeah, like I don't like their slower stuff, man. It seemed like they had a lot of slower stuff.
You don't like How Mate Love to You?
I don't like that one. I don't like Water Runs Dry. I don't like the Mama song.
What would I'll Make Love to You Like You Want Me to? What would that song be called in 2025?
Oh God,
I eat your. If you want me to, I ain't no wussy.
It'd be something Glorilla does or Sexy Red or one of those.
Well, listen to the music. And then you know what's crazy? It's more the – I sound like such an old man. I don't care. It's more the women music than it is the men now.
Oh, yeah. Go look up Cupcake. Graphic. Go listen to Cupcake songs.
Or what's the one? Red?
Sexy Red?
Sexy Red. My God.
Yeah. Lotto, Glorilla.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
We're up on it. We're going to speak at the Essence Awards.
Yeah, you are.
I will say, did we come up with his name yet? Oh, it is Wanya.
Yeah, Wanya.
54.
55.
Wanya Morris. Morris, excuse me. 52 years old today.
You got to think, like, did any of those, like, Bobby Brown founded them, and then he was in Belle Biv DeVoe, and then before that, New Edition. So I wonder if any of that grooming crap was going on back then. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, there was another.
It's worth asking.
Boy, I mean, group. What happens once you grow up? You're out of bed.
There was this other group that my sister used to listen to all the time. They were called Mint Condition, and there were these three like teenage black boys, like very young, singing very harmonic, like very Motown sounding, very nice.
And they tried to come up with Jodeci, and Jodeci kind of knocked them off. Jodeci was big.
Dude, Casey and JoJo, golly boom.
And they were big when they went on their own.
Yeah. This is Martina McBride, though.
It is her birthday. Marty Mack.
Yeah. Sounds like she got married at McDonald's.
Always looks like great, man. Consistently the same.
I hear this song now. I just think political talk.
His age surprised me. Yeah, it was.
Big one?
No, not a big one. Big.
Been a big one, though.
Not big.
I think my husband liked her. She had, like, blue eyes, right?
Yeah, real just, piercing eyes. Yeah,
she had beautiful eyes.
Brown-headed. Good-looking as hell.
Brown-headed. I mean, she's still alive. Here,
often called a brunette.
12 in a row, good-looking as hell. Martina McBride.
Now that we've abolished the et in language now to signify feminine, you know?
Yep.
Would does that make sense?
Yeah, because everybody wants to be an actor. There's no actress.
Right. There's no Tress. There's no
There's no heroine. There's
a
hero.
At the end of it.
We've abolished the et.
There's no, like, everybody's a dude. There's no bitches and dudes. It's just everybody's a dude, which is cool.
Bitches are dudes now, though.
Yep.
I mean, not talking about, like, trans, but, like.
Some dudes are bitches.
Yeah. Some bitches are dudes and some dudes are bitches. That's a, man.
Yeah, I've seen
like, $3 bill might be $3 that. Bitch when he goes back to work.
You know what? That dude is going to be, like, falling down.
I was afraid of that. I really hope not. Give him his breakfast at past 10:30, please.
I will say Bate McBride's granddaughter, Martina. That's for the boss, man. That was a Kansas City Royals joke. Ugh. He's probably not listening. If you're listening right now, you text me and say, ha-ha, the good one.
We love trolls.
That's how he responds to a funny, maybe an off-color joke. You know, he'll write back, ha.
Ha.
I was like, I know you don't mean that's funny.
I didn't like this one.
I'm going to say 62. It's way wrong. I know it is. I'm going to change it to 56.
All right. You locked in.
No, I'm going back to 62 then because that you showed yourself.
Okay, 61. You locked in.
Martina McBride's 59 years old today. It's almost a big one.
NWA.
What?
Styx. Big Papa Pump.
It is Big Papa Pump's birthday.
Freakzilla.
Braun Breaker's uncle. Dogface's brother.
He's got a son that's going to be this already wrestling.
Yep. He's big, too.
Them Rex Steiners, boy, they had to do it.
Oh, the Steiner dynasty. Go ahead and book it now. Paul, start booking it.
Which Paul? Both. Levesque and Heyman.
Exactly. Oh, put Paul Heyman with the Steiner Dynasty. You can have it like a heel faction. God, we need to write wrestling. It ain't hard.
Who's at the head of the table? Is it Roman Reigns or Big Papa Pump?
I don't know if you could work with Big Papa Pump again because he's a little volatile.
They say even at like autograph signings, he's still kind of like volatile.
I mean, the guy, you could pay him $30 to cut a promo with you, say whatever you wanted.
Anything. I'll say Scott Steiner. Is this a big one?
It is not. A little surprising, though.
How old was Martina?
Martina was 59.
61.
60.
I'm changing it to 62 now.
63. Oh. Big Papa Pump from Michigan. University of.
So that means.
Allegedly.
Rick has got to be like 65 or so.
Was Dogface older?
Yeah.
Dang, you might
it's
be.
It's dog, not dong.
Dong face.
You're the dong face gremlin.
Yeah, you are.
Why are you talking
don't
to her like
you
that?
Don't get you wet after dark.
Jesus.
Ew, gross. You're gremlins. Do that? Gross. You don't remember that? You don't get them wet.
Yeah, they go nuts.
They grow nuts. It is ghetto.
Go nuts, right go not nuts, grow nuts. Your listening is.
You are perverted.
I can't believe you let him talk to you like this.
You need a listening aid.
I know I don't. I get a listening HIV.
Wow.
Geddy Lee.
Slapping the bass.
Ghetto Lee's the rapper.
Oh.
What a legend.
I get him mixed up.
You know, I never liked Rush until I went to see him live.
This is the photographer we're talking about.
What?
Ann's boy. Geddy Lee. Dan Geddes. Dan Geddes of Green Gables.
Man, he could be 67 or 72. I'll go half credit on both.
65.
72 years old for Geddy Lee.
I got a half.
Look at you. Unfortunately, we ran out of time for a Pinky Tuscadero.
Oh.
No. Roz Kelly is 82 years old today.
Wow.
Happy heavenly birthday to the greatest one-liner in Sopranos. He was always good for him. He was actually in the real La Cosa Nostra in his younger years. Tony Sirico, a.k.a. Polly Walnuts, would have been 83 years old today.
Dang it.
I'd have figured older than that.
I like when Christopher gets naked and he goes, I guess you can call that a blank.
You could have stopped when Christopher got naked.
Peter Jennings.
He's dead?
He is dead. He passed away in 2005.
I just got a text. Ha ha, good one.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
We're going to work in Rusty in the next one.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Peter would have been 87 years old.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm going to go have a. I'm trying to think of some more Royals. Amos Otis? How about that? Huh?
I think Peter Jennings didn't graduate college. I don't even think he went to college and became one of the big three newsmen.
Was he the one that. I know what I was going to say. So, back to Sopranos. The daughter?
Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Is she have an illness?
I think she's got a palsy or an MS.
I
make sure I get it right.
I am noticing. A bigger influx of people getting MS here lately. I'm not even, certainly would make light of that. Yeah. Just a lot of
that's
people.
Terrible.
And I'm like, is it on the upswing or something?
Hopefully not.
I said, Becky Lynch.
It's not contagious.
Yeah, she's got MS.
Jeez.
She was diagnosed at age 20.
Jeez, man. That
still
sucks.
Seems to walk around and, like, you know, function great.
Yeah.
Looks great, too, still.
Well, I say the same thing about our boss, Mark Hendricks.
Yeah, I guess.
Who is, still listening right now, and I just want to say how much I appreciate my job.
Yeah, I got MA. It's called Multiple Awards. Yeah, what do you know about it?
Hey, we're going to get another one soon.
I'm in the number one club by my damn self. Yeah, you're in the number two club. So that's how you, that's your work ethic.
Number two. True that.
Okay, tomorrow. Best Damn Audio. It is not a competition. It is a presentation.
Yep.
Co-presentation.
Do not roll the window down in a car wash.
Oh, no.
That's what I got.
Okay. Then I will tease you and tell you that... Have you ever heard the term ugly as a mud fence?
I have not.
You haven't?
I've heard mud pie.
Oh,
not mud fence.
No. Ugly as a mud fence. I'm going to play you audio from a courtroom appearance where a police officer... described what uglier than a mud fence really means.
Cops be going to court.
Well, cops be having to go to court because criminals be going against the law.
That's right. You gotta go testify.
The way I see it. Oh, my brother! Testify. Give me Dusty one more time.
Get a little Dusty.
Yeah. Something for lunch.
You know, I'm not gonna.
What's for lunch today, Chef Dusty?
I tell you what's for lunch today.
I'm Sapphire. Sapphire had a little list too.
Your Mac and Dream, thunder in both fits, headed your way with knuckle sandwiches.
I give you a little Brett Saber Hagen. I give you a little Dan Quisenberry. Matt Man kissing ass because the boss man's listening, if you will. All right, thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Please wash your hands and God bless America. It is good.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.